caught up with Sophie and Jenny, who we spoke to earlier in the week at the Velodrome. How successful has it been for you, Sophie?
It's been pretty successful. We've done 4 races, got 4 medals, 2 gold, a silver and a bronze, so can't really ask for more.
Jenny, did you expect it to come away with 4 medals and 2 of those gold?
I don't necessarily know if I superly had expectations on colours, but yeah, I was really wanting 4 medals out of this. So it feels great to achieve that.
So what was your best race, do you think? So if you know you get 2 golds, what would you say was the top one?
Oh, that's such a hard pick, because in the individual pursuit in qualifying, we broke the world record. But I mean, the race we did yesterday, I mean, Jenny raced it so well, and just for us, it was like a perfectly raced road race. So I couldn't pick between them.
Jenny, there you go, some plaudits for you there.
Yeah, race very
yesterday.
Kind of her.
So what's the difference then between racing in the velodrome and on the roads? What extra pressure does that put on you?
Well, I would actually say the pressure comes on the track, because it's not so much specifically on me, it's on both of us, but there's so little margin for error on the track, and it's a, 3 minutes 17 race. There's no time if something goes wrong in the star or at any point, it kind of is what it is, whereas our road race yesterday was 100k, it took 2 hours 40, there's a lot of time to, do something a bit wrong and fix it, and for me that makes it so much more relaxed, and yeah, for me that doesn't stress me.
Were you relaxed and unstressed then, Sophie, on that one?
Oh, I wouldn't say so, no. I tend to stress a lot, and also, I mean, I've got full faith in the way Jenny races, but I would not be able to do it myself, so I do sometimes in the race have to go, trust Jenny, she knows what she's doing, it'll be fine, she's doing the right thing.
Can you relax now, Jenny? Is it time to wind down? Do you not want to see a bike again for another little while?
Well, it'll be time to enjoy this a little bit. I'm not sure I'd quite say relax. We do have a world champs in 2 weeks, so we're kind of still all going for that, and then once that's done, we'll be able to properly enjoy this.
Sophie, you've added to the medals haul. You've both done incredibly well. The family, friends, are they all hyper for you as well?
Oh, yeah, they're all over the moon. We both had lots of family and friends come out to watch, and I think for them getting to come and see us win those medals, because they weren't able to come and see it in person in Tokyo either, honestly, the amount of messages on my phone is just crazy. I just keep opening it, looking at the messages and going, I can't deal with that now, closing it again.
People listening to this may be thinking about doing what Sophie does, the stoker, or yourself as a pilot. I mean, getting out there on the bikes, even just for fun, I mean, you obviously recommend it, you've taken it to this level, but it's such a great thing to get involved in.
Yeah, it's great. For me, I would say when my kind of solo career looked like it was ending, the opportunity to come and jump on a tandem was something I really jumped at, because getting to ride my bike all the time every day and stuff is, I just love it, and I wouldn't want to do another job, because why would I want to do something else when I could ride my bike all day
and come home with medals?
Well, exactly, it's kind of just a bonus on from that, this is what we do it for, but it really is a great job as it goes, and tandems are pretty great. I find now when I go out on the road, if I spot a tandem, I'm like, oh, tandem. And they don't know if I'm not on a tandem that I ride one, but it's always nice.
Well, guys, so best luck with the World Champs. Congratulations on the medals and even that record as well. And thanks for chatting with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.